It is always a pleasure to welcome back Betsy Riley.
Thanks, Lois.
Merritt Davis and I will be introducing the concert this Friday evening at the Atlanta Botanical Garden. Tell us more about the Carolina Chocolate Drops.
The Carolina Chocolate Drops are just this really fun group. You know, they won a Grammy in 2010 for Best Traditional Folk Album, and they have sort of fiddle-driven and banjo-based music. They are based on a lot of unrecognized African-American bands from the early part of the 20th century. There were a lot of string bands that circulated that never really got recognized, and a lot of their music was inspired by that. Their most recent album, Leaving Eden, and it goes all the way from Ethel Waters' hit No Man's Mama from the 1920s.
I can go where I please, I can come where I please, I can flit, fly, and flutter like the birds in the trees, because I'm no man's mama now.
To a call and response tune, Read 'em John, to a hobo tune, the Milwaukee Blues. So they're kind of all over the map, but mostly around sort of the string band, early jazz. So the concert is Friday night at 8 o'clock. A really different sort of fun sound, a great sound for outdoors in the garden.
Technology meets art now at MoDA.
Yes, the Museum of Design Atlanta is opening a new exhibit called XYZ Alternative Voices in Game Design. And this is a really cool exhibit. It opens Friday and runs through September 1st, and it spotlights women's role in game design.
How is a woman's voice different in game design?
Well, mostly because there are not many of them. I mean, video games have sort of been a man's world, but as it happens, a lot of those women are here. In fact, the show is partly curated by Celia Pierce, who directs Georgia Tech's Experimental Game Lab. And I think one of the fun things about this is it's a very interactive exhibit. You can play Centipede, which is about where I left off playing video games. But they also have more cutting-edge games. Like there's one called Escape from Woomera, which is a documentary game about a controversial immigration center in Australia where they sort of keep detainees, and they don't let the media in. And in fact, the creators snuck disposable cameras to some actual inmates there and had them document the conditions. And then they used that to create this game. And predictably, it's a very difficult game to win.
So we have video games with a social conscience
in this social message,
art
yes.
exhibition. Foodies, take note.
Yes, it's time for the Atlanta Street Food Festival. Saturday at Piedmont Park, they'll be out in full force from noon to 8. They expect 25 or more trucks to be there, including Yumby, which was Atlanta's first food truck. They are the ones with those popular Korean tacos, or Happy Belly, which is they call themselves Farm to Street. And they have a big green egg aboard, and they grill brisket burgers and free-range chicken. So there's a wide variety of food, and they'll have live music. And you can buy your passes, your wristbands, online. It's $10.50 for an adult or a group of three adults for $18. And kids 12 and under are free.